Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to follow your lead and give our further comments, more specific comments on several of the paragraphs under this this section. You will note that in our national capacity, we have already expressed some general remarks in this particular section, but having had some consultations with other delegations and also some further reflection on the revised paper, I would like to make a more more specific comments on this particular section. But first of all, I wish to commend you for this new reformulated draft. I think this reflects the general desire of our group to move forward and build on our work in accordance with our mandate, while still acknowledging the concerns that have been expressed by a limited number of delegations earlier this morning with regard to the form and style. We would have preferred to keep the original style of the document, but in the spirit of compromise, we would be willingly and happily engage on the basis of this new revised draft. With regard to general consideration, we would like to draw attention to paragraph 3. I'm sorry, paragraph 2. I believe that Brazil has expressed reservations regarding the use of the word potential with regard to the characterization of risks and challenges, and we would like to echo that concern. We don't think it's necessary for us to qualify the risk and challenges given the substantive contributions that have been heard by this group in the past week. With regard to the third paragraph, we would like to also note that this morning there are several delegations that raised the concern that the current formulation of this paragraph may inadvertently create, shall we say, an impression that there is equivalence between the risk and potentials of autonomous weapons use with regard to IHL compliance. While we do acknowledge that there are some potential benefits, we also think that it is very important to clearly reflect that the appropriate balance between these potential benefits and the inherent risk that are associated with autonomous weapon systems use. So in this regard, we would like to propose a reformulation, which is that to recognize also, and I'm quoting now, recognize also that advanced technologies may contribute to ensuring compliance with IHL and other applicable international legal obligations, including by possibly increasing the accuracy of weapon systems, bearing in mind that the risks outweigh these potentials. With regard to paragraph 5, we also echo the concern that I believe has also been raised by the delegation of Brazil regarding the use of the qualifier intelligent to refer to autonomous technology. We believe that it would be useful to just stick with autonomous technologies without any qualifier. I thank you, Mr. Chair.